There are many reasons why we believe that Jesus is the Lord. Many reasons, and I'm going to just highlight some of them here. In the book of John chapter 8, this is where I'm going to first get my thesis here. Why we followed him is the topic of this message. Why we followed Jesus. Because I know I may be talking to some people on the in the radio land that perhaps are Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, and they may have their own religion, and they may think Jesus is just one of the prophets or just one of the great leaders of religion. However, Jesus Christ said, he is the only way. And I'm going to read it from the scriptures. And in Gospel of John chapter 8, verse 34, you're going to see some of the things that characterize the Lord Jesus whom we follow. So why we follow him? What have we found that made us to know that this is the way? Jesus is the way. The first thing that we have to think about is deliverance from sin. There is no other name or religion that delivers from sin. You say, what do you mean by deliverance from sin? And let's read it from John chapter 8, verse 34. In this verse, Jesus Christ was talking to the Jews, and he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committed sin is the servant of sin, and the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. That is, if the Son of God shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Now, he was talking about being free from sin. And that is the point. How can we be free from sin? Here is another example, another episode of John again explaining to us what he meant by being free from sin. And here it is, because it is the seed of God that he plants into the heart of Christians that we call being born again. And that seed of God, when it begins to germinate, you will not be able to commit sin. Because it's your spirit will be made alive again. Your conscience will be made anew again. And that is the only way you can be free from sin. In First Epistle of John chapter 3, I will read some other renderings of this. Here in chapter 3, Apostle John wrote and said, in verse 9, verse 8 said, let me read from verse 7. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. Verse 8. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinned from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Now remember that. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was manifested that he might destroy the works of the devil. What was the work of the devil? The first work of the devil was to make Adam to sin. And since then, the devil has been making all human beings to be guilty of sin and bringing them to death and destruction. Now, Christ has come that he might destroy the works of the devil. Verse 9 said, whosoever is born of God does not commit sin. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Now, stop right there. He was saying, the seed of God abideth in those who are born of God, and they cannot sin. That is the born-again experience that we are talking about. When you are born into the household of God, you become a new creature. The lifestyle of the old is removed from your nature, from your heart, from your spirit, from your mind. And you will not be interested in the sinful nature, sinful habit anymore. That is the first thing that why we followed him. Do you know any other religion or a religious leader or a founder of a religion that ever give anybody promise like that you can be free from sin? They told you that if you try all these codes of conduct, maybe God will accept you. But Christ didn't say that. Christ said, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So deliverance from sin is why we follow him. And those that come to him, he said, he will give them eternal life. They will never perish. He said, I will raise them up at the last day. Because he removed the sinful nature from us, we become a new creature. And from there on, we sin no more. And that is the only way God accepts Christians. Because in the book of our apostle, our prophet Isaiah, God said, and the other prophets, he said, if a sinner, if the wicked turned around and become righteous, God said he will forget and forgive all the former offenses. Therefore, for us to be acceptable by God, he has to find a way to change our heart, change our life, and become righteous from that day forward. And that is what Christ has come to do, is to change the wicked to the righteous person. Let me give you an example. You remember the story of when Jesus Christ was preaching about, they call him his friend of sinners. And to prove that, to prove the point that when he came to sinners, they become righteous. Let's look at the story of Zacchaeus, who was according to the Jewish, he was one of the publicans, and they knew him to be a sinner because he was working for the Romans, number one. He was a fraudulent tax collector, number two, making himself personally rich from the taxes. So the whole neighborhood knew him to be a sinner. But when Jesus Christ passed by Jericho, and Jesus Christ went to stay with Zacchaeus' house, he said, Zacchaeus, come down quickly, for I must abide in thy house today. That experience with Zacchaeus turned Zacchaeus around, and he confessed publicly before the Lord and before everybody that he will repent and he will give half of his goods to the poor, and anyone that he has taken anything from fraudulently, he was going to repay it fourfold. Now that was a changed heart. That was what the Lord Jesus Christ does to everyone that he comes into their lives. A changed heart. They become a new creature. Not because they take a religion, but because something has snapped in their heart that make them to now want to serve and please God at all times, and they have a lively conscience from that time forward. That is why we follow him. And he is the only one that giveth life abundantly. That is the life that we know him, the true God, because our life and our spirit becomes alive. Our conscience becomes alive. Deliverance from sin is the first and foremost thing, and the only thing that characterized Jesus from the rest of the religious founders. Also, why do we follow him? He gave power over sicknesses. Let's read it from the book of Mark chapter 16. The Lord Jesus Christ gave power over sicknesses. Just look around and say, what is the major problem of mankind? What is our major problem? What is our fear? Sicknesses, death, diseases. But what has Christ provided for us? Deliverance from sin, which is the cause of most of these sicknesses and diseases. And deliverance from sicknesses, because he gave us power. Not only to the 12 apostles, like some people thought he gave to the 12 apostles power, but he said this power is for as many as we believe in him. And he said, I will be with you unto the end of the world. Let's read it again in Mark chapter 16. I read from verse 15. And this is after Jesus Christ resurrected, he told the apostles and the disciples that were with him, he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And verse 17, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, do you hear that? This is the power Christ has given to his body, his church. Every believer, these signs shall follow them that believe. Everyone that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, this power should follow you as you go about witnessing for Jesus. He said, even if you drink deadly thing, like somebody trying to poison you, it will not hurt you. And that has been demonstrated over and over again over the centuries by true believers in Christ. And not only that, he said, they shall lay hands on the sick and the sick shall recover. That is the power that he has given to us over sicknesses, so that we can have victory over everything that the enemy wants to put against us. Deliverance over sicknesses. And the Lord Jesus Christ demonstrated that over and over again when he told those that were healed by him that thy faith has made thee whole. Deliverance over sicknesses is one of the reasons why we follow him. Deliverance over sin is the first priority that makes us to be even acceptable before God. Much more than that, deliverance and power over death has only been demonstrated by the Lord Jesus Christ and has only been commissioned to the church, to the believers, by the Lord Jesus Christ. No other religious leader ever gave his followers power over physical death like the Lord Jesus Christ did. And let's look at it here in John chapter 11 from verse 25. Actually, I'm going to tell you this story of John in John chapter 11 when Jesus Christ came to resurrect Lazarus. He demonstrated that he had power over physical death. Like I said, what has been the fear of mankind? The fear of mankind has been around physical death, because diseases and sicknesses lead to physical death, and that has been the fear of mankind. But do you know that the Lord Jesus Christ came to deliver those and we who through fear of death have been subject to bondage all the days of our life? That was the gospel. That was what the scripture said in the book of Hebrews chapter 2, about verse 15 and 16. The Bible said, Christ came to deliver us who through fear of death have been subject to bondage. Bondage of occultism. Many people went and joined the occultic groups for fear of death. Many people are in bondage to doctors, to witch doctors, to medical practitioners. They go over and over again. The doctor telling them to come over and every regularly to be tested for fear of death. But Christ has come to deliver mankind from fear of death, because he knew exactly what is the fear of man. And that is why he gave us power over sicknesses, so that those who come to him can have a peace and a hope and an assurance that we have not followed cunningly devised fables. We have followed the Lord of all. He is the Lord of both the living and the dead. That is what it meant when he said he is the Lord of both who are alive and those who are dead, because he is going to call them back alive. And he demonstrated that in John chapter 11. When Jesus Christ came to resurrect Lazarus, let me read the story to you so that you can understand what I'm saying here. That Christ, why we follow him, he gave deliverance from sin. That is what we call being born again. And you can receive that too today if you will open up your heart to this exhortation. Christ gave the power over sicknesses to as many as followed him. These signs shall follow them that believe. And I'm also telling you, he gave the body of Christ power over death. And here is the story of Lazarus. In John chapter 11, now a certain man was sick named Lazarus. This man was sick, and his sister sent to Jesus and said, please come and heal him. And Jesus Christ heard about it, and Jesus Christ delayed for a while. And then later Christ came to the city where Lazarus lived. By the time Christ arrived, the Bible said Lazarus was already dead 4 days in the grave. But Jesus Christ knew about this before even he came to the city. And he was telling his apostles to come, let's go and see Lazarus. They said, well, if he's sleeping, he will wake up. He said, Lazarus is dead. I start my story from John chapter 11, verse 11. Then Jesus Christ said unto them, our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of sleep. Then his disciples said unto him, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. They didn't want to go to that area again because they were scared that the last time Jesus Christ was there, the Jews wanted to stone him. So that was what the earlier verses were saying. Now, Jesus Christ said, don't worry about it because I know when to go and I know when to not go. Now, in verse 14, Jesus Christ told them that Lazarus is dead. And I'm glad for your sake that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him. So they came to the city. And when Martha, the sister of Lazarus, heard that Jesus Christ has come, she went to meet Jesus Christ. And I started from verse 21. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Which means Martha believed in the power over sickness. But she didn't know about this power over death. And Jesus Christ was going to tell her just that. In verse 22, she went for I said, but I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. And Jesus Christ said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. And Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Now, Martha believed in the resurrection, that there will be a last day when all the dead will be raised again. However, Jesus Christ was going to point out something different, that he is that one that will do it on that last day. And Jesus Christ answered unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Now, that was what Jesus Christ posted to the woman. In short, Jesus Christ was telling her that you are talking about the resurrection at the last day. I, Jesus, is the one that's going to do it on that last day. That's what he meant by I am the resurrection that you just mentioned. Now, he said, but what about the life? For them to be living alive, I am also the life. Because when they are resurrected, how will they live and live for the rest of their time? He said, I am that life that's going to keep them alive. So the Lord Jesus Christ pointed out, he gave this power to the church. And you can read the rest of the story. Jesus Christ said, where have you laid him? And they took him to the grave where Lazarus was laid. And Jesus Christ talked to the Father and said, Father, I thank you because you have heard me. I know you hear me always, but because of these people that were around, so that they may know that thou hast sent me, I say these things. And then Jesus Christ called Lazarus out of the grave, and Lazarus came forth. 4 days in the grave, dead for 4 days, bound around with grave clothes, and he came leaping out, and they loosed him and let him go. Now, that was the power Jesus Christ demonstrated over physical death. They said, but did he give this power to the church? Yes. When Christ was sending the apostles, I said that, preach the gospel, heal the sick, raise the dead. And that was the power he had given to the church. And it was demonstrated off and on in the Acts of the Apostles. And this power is still with us today. And is building up our faith to the level that we can ask whatsoever we ask, whatsoever we desire, because this is the end time. That this power must be demonstrated again. It's not that the power is going to return. The power is still here. Only the faith of the Christians have not been able to rise up since the past centuries when the Christian fold was being demolished. However, Christ is bringing our faith back to that level where we can exercise this power and it's already taking place. And you can see the examples in the Acts of the Apostles. In the Acts of the Apostles, Apostle Peter was called to a woman that to a place where a woman was dead. One of the disciples were dead and they already washed her and put her in a place. When they had Peter was around, they called for Peter and Peter came by and raised the woman back to life in Joppa. Now, that was an example. Apostle Paul also, he was preaching in a place for many hours, was taking so long. And he preached until one of the little young men was falling asleep and he fell down from the third loft of the house and fell down dead. And they all went downstairs to carry him out of the from the ground and Apostle Paul raised him back to life. You see all of those things? That the power that God gave to the church is still with us. And that power is for the body of Christ to use, and it's being used nowadays. I said Christ gave us power over death. He gave us power over sickness, and he gave deliverance from sin. And he said, he that followeth me, I will in no wise cast out. That is the gospel. That is why we follow him. Do you know any other religious leader or religious founder that gave such power? Why won't you follow Jesus and come and be saved? Because he loves you. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This power is to deliver you from the fear of witches and wizards, from the fear of the occultic groups, because we have found this, we have proved it, and we know it is true. And if you want this same power to follow you, accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior today. And I'm going to pray for you right now. And then take your Bible, get a Bible, and begin to read the scriptures. Begin to search the Bible and see all these things were there. And as you study the Bible, Jesus is alive. He's still alive, and he's able to manifest himself anywhere. And he said, if you love me, I will love you, and I will come, and I will manifest myself unto you. And he will manifest himself to you. You will know him, that Jesus is still alive, to give you the boldness and the faith, and to stand with you when you stand for him. And this is the gospel that I'm preaching to you today. Would you like to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Would you like to have that deliverance from sin? Because when you are freed from sin, automatically you know your prayers will be getting through to heaven. And the answer will be getting through back to you. Sin has been the demarcation. Sin has been the wall that separated man from God. Now Christ came so that he might destroy the works of the devil, by first removing sinful nature from man. And he wants to remove that sinful nature from you so that your heart will be open to love God and to do his will. And your mind will be open to think good things of God. And your conscience will be alive so that you will be feeling the guilt if you ever fall into any offense again, so that you can easily repent and you will be washed. He said that he is faithful to cleanse us, to forgive our sins, and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When you come to Jesus like that, he will not only just forgive you, he will, with his precious blood, cleanse you from all unrighteousness so that you will sin no more. And God, bow your head and let me pray for you so that when you have that deliverance from sin, now you will have the power over sicknesses and over death. Because just believe the word and read the word and believe it and confess it and use the word of God that you read to pray for yourself or for anybody, and you see that these sicknesses they go from them, just like Christ said, that in my name they shall cast out devils, the signs that shall follow them that believe in me. If you believe what we have heard today, that Jesus Christ not only delivered from sin, he also delivered from sicknesses, he gave us power over sicknesses and give us power over death, bow your head and I will pray for you that you may have Christ as your Lord and Savior, and let Christ come into your heart today and give you that deliverance from sin. Father, I pray for all the people that are listening. You say it after me. Say, Jesus, come into my heart. I believe that you give deliverance from sin. Deliver me from sin, Lord. And I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I pray for all the audiences in the radio land that you will touch them by your blood, Jesus. Set them free from sin so that they sin no more, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Write to us, Gospel Distribution Ministry, Box 30387, Phoenix, Arizona, 85046. Gospel Distribution Ministry, P.O. Box 30387, Phoenix, Arizona, 85046. In the next broadcast, maybe we go ahead and say, why is the only way? I will point to some other Bible verses. Jesus is coming soon, and he wants you to come to him, and he will set you free from all the labors, and he will give you rest from all your sorrows. He said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. The yoke of the Lord is easy. He said, well, he won't let me do what I want to do. All you want to do is sin that leads you to death and destruction. But his burden is light. He gives you the righteousness of God so that you can live a pure and clean life and please God. And then have whatever you ask for, it shall be granted unto you. He said, if a man love me, I will love him and I will come and I will make my abode with him. Jesus will be living with you in your own house, no matter how small that house is and no matter how big the house is. Jesus will be living with you right there. You'll be able to talk to God and God will talk back to you. What a fellowship. God loves you, young man. God loves you, my friend. accept Jesus today, and from today, after as I pray for you, take your Bible and begin to read it, and the Lord will meet you there. Jesus is the only way. God bless you.
I want you to listen to this some more time. When we say the Lord Jesus Christ has taken away our sins, and because he took away our sins, that is why we follow him. He gave deliverance from sin. What does it mean to say he take away our sins? The Bible actually said the Lord Jesus Christ was the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. Now, which means it's not just for the Christians that the sins have been taken away. He took away the sins of the whole world. But every individual in this world must hear this news, believe this good news, accept the good news, and partake of the sacrifice that Jesus Christ offered himself to God for the removal of our sin, the sin that Adam committed, which was transferred to all human race, so that all human race have been guilty. That sin is what Christ has come to remove from mankind, not just from the Christians only, but from mankind. But he left it as he that heareth and believeth shall be saved, like Jesus Christ said. And this is what has been prophesied before Christ came by the prophet Isaiah. In the book of Isaiah chapter 53, I will read from verse 4. In the New International Version, it says, "Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows." That was Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4. "Yet we considered him stricken by God, smitten by him, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." I stop right there. That was Isaiah chapter 53 from verse 4 to verse 6. That was where it was prophesied that the Messiah would carry away the sin of the whole world. Not just the sin of the Jews, but of the whole world. Now, Christ said, "Go preach this gospel to all the world. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." So that makes it individual. I have to hear the gospel, believe the gospel, and be saved. "But he that believeth not shall be damned." So that is why we preach this to you today, that Jesus Christ actually came and died for you. Whether you believe him or not, whether you are a Christian or not, he died for you to remove that sin nature and to remove that sin, the guiltiness of sin of Adam from the human race. However, you have got to believe this gospel, accept this sacrifice of Jesus, so that you can be a partaker of this forgiveness of sin. If you will believe, then you will be saved. But if you do not believe, you think your religion alone will do it, or your good works will do it, then you have rejected the sacrifice that God made for mankind, and then you are guilty of the body of Jesus Christ. You will be guilty because Christ came as the Lamb of God and sacrificed himself for mankind. And if you refuse to partake of the sacrifice, you are guilty for killing and crucifying the Lamb of God. And that is the point. And I want you to think twice about that. What will you do with Jesus Christ? He loved you, and the door is still open for you to come and accept Jesus. I pray that now, Lord, the Lord will help you to accept him as your Lord and Savior. How do you accept him? You bow your head and talk to Jesus and say, "I believe you, Jesus, that you died for me on the cross, and I accept you now as the Lord of my life. Come into my life and let me be a new creature." And he will accept you, and he will begin to manifest himself to you. And write to us so that we can send you some more literature wherever you are listening to us. Write to the Gospel Distribution Ministry,